with SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A new poll finds that most Americans share many core values despite the country's deep political divide. More details on that from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Most political polls reveal extreme partisanship, but a new AP-NORC survey found that about 9 in 10 U.S. adults say the right to vote, the right to equal protection under the law, and the right to privacy are important or very important to the U.S.'s identity as a nation. And while there was agreement on what it means to be an American, there was another more pessimistic result. The same poll found that only 3 in 10 Americans believe the country's democracy is functioning well. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Israel's military says it has recovered the body of a 47-year-old farmer held hostage by Hamas in Gaza. Meanwhile, negotiators are preparing for another round of talks today in Egypt on brokering a ceasefire in the 6-month-old war. Hamas says it will be there. The financial markets and the Federal Reserve will set up and take notice this week when a key barometer of inflation is released.
The Consumer Price Index for March, due for release Wednesday, will play a role in the Fed's decision on interest rates and whether to start cutting rates soon. Economists surveyed by the Wall Street Journal expect the March CPI to have risen 0.3%, compared with a 0.4% increase the month before. It would point to a continuing cooling of inflation. Another gauge of inflation for March, the Producer Price Index, a measure of prices at the wholesale level, will be released Thursday. Rich Thomason reporting.
Rwandans are commemorating 30 years since the genocide in which an estimated 800,000 people were killed by government-backed extremists. It shattered the small eastern African country and continues to grapple with the legacy today. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in Thailand's lower house of parliament have overwhelmingly approved a gay marriage bill. If the measure becomes law, it would make Thailand the first Southeast Asian country to allow homosexuals to legally wed. The bill now goes to the Senate, which rarely rejects any legislation passed by the lower house, and then to the king for royal endorsement. Asia is seen as a more socially conservative region, but aggressive campaigns by international LGBT organizations are beginning to make inroads. The huge gains made by the opposition in Turkey's local elections are raising the possibility that President Erdogan could step back from some of his more controversial policies. That would be good news for Christians. Experts who have been watching Turkey closely don't see Erdogan making any drastic changes in his conservative Islamist policies, but a toning down may be in the cards. Persecution of Christians in the country has been on the rise in recent years. This is SRN News. Football and the military are teaming up.
The United Football League announcing an exclusive partnership with the United States Army. The two will work on leadership development initiatives and increasing awareness of the opportunities offered to young leaders and athletes. Now, as part of the deal, the Army logo will be featured on all UFL game day jerseys as well as on the 50-yard line. There will also be Army activations at UFL games, including a spotlight honoring veterans who have served. Jason Walker reporting.
Fans celebrated 50 years since ABBA won a major battle with Waterloo on Saturday. Half century ago, the Swedish pop quartet triumphed in the 1974 Eurovision Song Contest with a peppy love song. The contest took place in England, and all across the country, folks are celebrating by singing the song. This is SRN News.